So you're a philosopher?
Yes. 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 Yes.
I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
Oh yeah, welcome to another episode of the Alski Show, right here from All The Right. Big shout out to my brother George for supporting the cause. I want to shout out P13, happy birthday my brother, his birthday passed this week. Big shout out to my man Rack Productions, Fuse 4, my boy Bid, Nerve, Big Z, Zeus, Dio, Shone, Dessa, Ralph McDaniels. Big shout out to Tone, MST Crew, Plasma Slug, Rock's Art for the care package. Big ups to my brother. Shout out to my daughter Chia, Femme from the Cali side. Big shout out to Fam561, TMR G-Ware. Check out their site. They got some dope shit. Support the cause. Once again, I want to shout out Street Art Expo. It's going down in May. Stay tuned, it's May 22nd, $10 admission. It's gonna be off the hook, all ages welcome. And it's all good. Without further ado, I wanna bring on my brother, Big Bad JRC. Suckers never recognize, that's in our crew, OTC family. What's the good word, my brother?
Yo, yo, what's up, what's up?
Same old shit.
Same old good, same old graph.
That's what it's all about. Motherfuckers don't know that the OGs still get fucking busy.
True. I try to get my hand ready, show that I'm still around.
Yeah, well, you're still around. You flicking pictures like you always been. You dropping your shit. We had some fun. We always had some fun.
Yeah, I try to show some love. Sometimes I try to do my best to get around, but it's hard to do two things at once. You gotta do yourself too.
Yeah, well, hey, look. We're taping this episode and then we're going to hit something.
Hopefully.
Very rare I, you know, go out after the show and hit something. But when JRC's ready, Alski goes.
Oh yeah, I'm ready, it is. I'm itching.
Yeah, I hear that. So, tell me, when did you start? Refresh the listeners.
Oh, I started like late 87, going to 88.
Mm-hmm.
Started doing motion bombing here and there. The L trains, the little hand in Halsey, going to junior high school. Started seeing graffiti trains and the J lines in my neighborhood in Bushwick, looking up at like Ed Boon and Hops.
There you go.
You know, they influenced me a lot with Deck, like I said, you know. Uh-huh. Yeah, I started doing my lettering, looking for my own tags.
There you go.
Try to be original.
Well, that's what people should be, more original. I mean, everybody learns from something, and you know, which is all good. Me, I really didn't get a style from anybody. I mean, I like the hand style from Rascal. That's how I came up with my tag, Al. You know, yeah. At the end, I like the way he hooked the AL, but you know, I didn't take his style. I just took the AL and then put a ski on it.
Nice.
That's basically it. I mean, we all know the story.
Yeah.
I would say it over and over and over again, but.
I got my nickname by my initial name, because yeah. my first tag was gonna be Junior from Junior.
Mm-hmm.
I turned it down because there was so many Junior back then.
Yeah, well, you got JR1 too. Shout out to my brother JR.
There you go, JR. Mm-hmm. Cool people.
Oh yeah. So you came out, you did your thing, the lines, this, that, and all of the other good shit, and you got a nice photo collection. I see, like, and you could tell they're old pictures. Is that pictures you took or is
no?
That...
Those are pictures I took. I don't post it. I post a few of them with my hand, with my fingers, because people grabbing pictures without my consent, without permission.
That's you should people watermark steal. Them.
Yeah, I know people
steal. Should watermark them because my wife's been doing that. I don't do it, but she does.
Yeah, true. But still, you're gonna take somebody's picture.
Give them a credit.
Give me credit. I try to get credit other people. If I take something, I'm gonna give them a shout out credit.
Well, how about when a photographer takes a picture of someone's shit and then winds up putting it on print and selling it? What do you think about that?
Oh, that's bad. Real bad.
It is bad, but you got to realize graffiti is illegal and we're putting graffiti on the streets, trucks or whatever it may be. Don't you think it's fair game?
It's a fair game, but graffiti artists, you get half of that percentage, you know?
Yeah, well, you figure the photographer's probably saying, listen, that's, you know, that's vandalism. I'm going to capitalize off of it. He's not going to reach out to any graffiti artist. And if he does try to reach out, do you really think you would answer a certain person? I mean, depending
on... Oh, yeah, definitely.
On, depending on what they send you to,
yeah,
to get in touch with you.
It depends on the income come and the money, but what association it is, you know?
Right.
Shirts, pants, hats, that's different, you know?
Who was one of your bombing partners?
My bombing partner, it was my influential bombing partner was Net, N-E-T. Yeah.
Okay.
It was good in the beginning, all that stuff, but when we get older, we go our separate way because it's not the same like it used to be.
Well,
you know?
Of course. I mean, you got a family, you got a job, you got bills to pay. Yeah. Shit always
changes. We get older, we realize the mistakes we did in the past.
Right, right.
I try to correct my mistakes since I was young. There's things that occurs in the past. I try to fix it right now in the future. Because I'm not into for the beef. I'm not in for the war.
Yeah, fuck the beef.
You know? I want to stay in my name with other people. You're going to come with me to do something with me? I'll be happy, glad to do something with you, you know? Bomb something, you know?
Well, that's sort of like me and you. I mean, I remember you back in late 80s, early 90s. I mean, you killed shit. You know, me and New used to see your shit running all the time.
Yeah, especially I used to do garbage trucks in Queens, up and down, top to bottom. With my fellas out there from Queens, you know, like MZ1, CZ, Tour, you know, shout out to my family, SNR, Sex. My Sex was with one of my partner too, TD4, original sets.
Whose crew is TD4?
Back then, it used to be Occur in the, Queens, but back then it was Heist years ago, many years ago.
Right.
I got lost, confused with the story. Because too many people was coming forward for TD4.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know who's the original TD4. There's
a TD4. Well, I know Mears pushes TD4.
Yeah, then the cats from Bushwick, Brooklyn, they're pushing TD4 too. I don't know who's who. It got me lost with that TD4 crew thing.
Right.
I don't know who's running it, you know?
Well, that's, you know, I mean, shit like that happens all the time, I guess. But, you know, if you say TD4, I think of Mears. You know, I don't know the full history on that. Maybe we should get Mears on here one day.
That's why it's too much crew out there to push.
Yeah.
I push the people that is close to me more, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I give a lot of shout out to my family, like Bushwick and them, like Babe and them, you know? Like SR, I grew up with them too. They're from my past, you know?
Right. You still keep in touch with anybody, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
From back then?
Back then, like my man Babe, SR, on and off. I try to, you know, get around, you know? I give him a call here and there. Want to do a freight train with me? You know, I'm still around. I still stay with my original friends.
I hear you.
Even though I got new friends,
but
I still be faithful to my old friends.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. What was one of the hardest crews, you know, pumping in your opinion back then?
Oh, back then, years ago, oof, there was a lot, like Gumby. Remember Gumby? UF.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. TNS, TOS, and Bushwick, oof, that was big. I always wanted to get down with TOS, TNS many years ago. Deck and crew in them.
FYA, I
used to see his things up in the train many years ago.
Right.
I was hitting the train from 88, like motion bombing with shoe dye and stuff. But at that time, I couldn't come out that much. You know, you're 15 years old.
Yeah.
You can't come out late at night to bomb the system.
Yeah. No, I hear that. It all depends on the circumstance. But
listen,
you know, it's funny. It's funny when you mention like all these old writers. I mean, you know, who moved out of the state? Who's still in the same neighborhood? You know, it's sort of ironic, really. But like me, I'm trying to get New back out, but I don't know if he's up to it. He wants the bomb, but his situation is different. You know,
I know. Even my partner, Sex. He's original Sex, S-E-C-S. He's real good with lettering style. I tried, come on, you good.
Yeah,
you know?
At least get a permission spot. Yeah. Let him get the paint out, and then you'll see. He'll be fucking saying, yo, let's go.
He don't like the permission spot. He liked,
like
we used to do. We used to do a lot of legal stuff.
Right.
Even Bushwick, overnight doing pieces. Not like now, you can do pieces anytime you want.
Yeah, in the daytime,
yeah.
I know. It's my different,
mic, but... Like a week ago, I was doing a piece.
Yeah, I know. I ran into you. I saw you.
I know. My mind was thinking, I'm not bombing. I got to take my time. I'm not bombing. I'm taking my time. But my mind is telling me, I'm looking my back thinking somebody's watching me.
You see, me, I mean, when I do a permission wall, I never use a sketch either. I try, but it doesn't work. I just go, I do something, and I just... Whatever comes to my head.
No, I looked at my phone, the colorful.
I don't even do that anymore. I mean, I never really did. I tried to do a sketch, you know, a permission wall with a sketch.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out.
You see me doing freehanded in the freight trains.
Yeah.
Well, I don't do no sketch of freight trains. It's so hard to do a sketch of the freight train.
I'm with you on that.
Especially at nighttime, it's so dark to see everything.
Listen, we hit quite a few together. And,
yeah, I'm counting 22 already, on and off.
Man, so you know, it's you know what the problem is though with you. You do one, I'm ready to go, and you're like, come on, let's do another one.
Oh yeah, like that night.
Yeah,
that night was so funny. I'm so sorry, but
I don't give a fuck. That's one of the best stories ever, bro.
Yeah, I have so much paint in the book bag. Mm-hmm. I said, wait a minute, I'm not going home to do one side. Mm-hmm. I had a good vibe. I was being greedy. Let's go do the other side. I see you doing the Owski. Yeah, I already did my third JRC. I'm doing the fourth JRC. When I'm doing the fourth JRC, I'm looking for the cab. I turn it around. You're like, where is he?
I was taking a leak in between the cars.
Yeah, yes. I said, well, I'm about to outline my JRC, but when I hear, you know, us Puerto Rican got ear dogs, you know what I mean? Hear something funny.
Yeah, but I did two fill-ins, and then I didn't get to outline it because you're telling me to fucking run.
No, because that moment when my ear was hearing something like, I look to my left, I stop spraying the freight train, I look at my left, I see a bright light, train's coming, Owski, train's coming. Yeah, That's when you told me I was running like Forrest Gump.
That shit was funny. I remember I ran like fucking 200-300 feet. I'm like, yo, fuck this shit. These motherfuckers ain't chasing us. That was funny though. I couldn't stop laughing.
I had to go back because I dropped a couple of paint. I said, let me try and finish it. When we went back to try, I got two of my cans I dropped. My train's left. The train that did the filling,
it was no one left.
Yeah, the fourth one. I said, damn.
We got the three.
We got the three, but not the fourth one.
Yeah, well, I mean,
not even the picture.
The
wire red one you did, that was a nice solid one, a big one you did. I said, damn, that shit was solid. Yep. I even took a picture of that one.
I was, shit happens. What are you going to do, man? But that shit was fucking funny. To me, that's got to be one of the funniest things that ever happened. I mean, you're getting... You know, you're getting ready to do the outline, and then all of a sudden, you run.
That's what happened to me on board.
I did run, but you were out. Yo, you were like fucking, you were like some motherfucker in the Olympics that fucking night.
I said, fuck, the shit was flying. I said, come on, let's go, train's coming, come on.
Yeah, but I'm running.
I was hyped, man.
I haven't ran in over 20 years, bro. I was fucking laughing.
I saw that freight train bringing four more cars. I said, oh, man, you got to be kidding me.
It's all right. Yo, it's funny. You got to shout out my man Reps. You know, he's up in Colorado, and... I was talking to him the other night, and he was like, yo, you hit some freights with fucking JRC? I was like, yeah, it's my man. He's like, yo, how is that dude? I'm like, yo, he's good people. He was like, yo, I'm on the highway. I forgot what number it was. And he's like, yo, I'm doing 65, and I see a freight, and I see an Owski and a JRC, and then the third car was a
Colorado.
Pepe. Yo, it was a Pepe. Yeah, it wasn't when we did it. That's for shit sure.
Nah.
So, you know, I was bugging out, man. And she was like, yo, I couldn't even flick it because I was doing like 65 miles an hour. I was like, ah, that's cool. But it's good when you hear someone, you know, yo, I saw your shit. Especially in fucking Colorado.
Man, Colorado, that's the fuck.
You know, that's some fucking good shit.
I want to shout out that guy, New York Freight Train. He's taking a lot of pictures of New York City freight trains, too.
Yep. Yeah. Shout him out. Yeah, there's a lot of people doing their thing with these fucking pictures. I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, you know what? It's a sink because, like, Videograph, you know, I don't know what the deal is with Videograph, but we should get someone, you know, someone to document shit, man. We should bring like that era back.
That's why I talked to Nick Warren. I asked him, you're gonna be a videograph. He said, nah, I'm not doing that no more. I asked him twice. He's not feeling it like he used to.
Maybe he's not in the mood to be chased and shit. Who the fuck
told him
knows?
Technology changed. You can do so much thing to it right now.
Oh yeah,
music,
absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
It's a different level now. You can do a lot of things with it. You know, edit.
I don't know. I gotta reach out to Fabricio's. This guy's got some nice fucking pictures. I'm sure he could get busy on a video camera. Shout out to him and Lex, Edo from the Bronx.
Nice.
They actually turned me on to his pictures, and yo, I say it day in, day out, this motherfucker getting nice. I mean, there's a lot of people out there, DJ Corrupted, and, you know, all these cats doing their thing, but...
Videograph.
You know, dude, this fucking guy, you know, his pictures are like, I don't know, man, like, not next level, but fucking far beyond next level type of shit.
They got good quality camera.
Maybe I'm biased. I just like the guy's work. I'd really like to try to put something together like that, man.
Yeah,
you know, where we get a nice fucking video, take it from there. See, maybe we could, you know, come off with some type of shit.
In spring, we do whole car.
Yeah, you know,
nice production right there.
Like I said, there's a lot of people that did it, and you know, but I don't know of anything today that's out there like that.
Nah.
You know, so. I mean, that's not a bad idea. I mean,
that's a good idea for spring when the weather starts warming up.
Yeah, you know, maybe we should
on the Sundays
put our heads together and fucking I don't know. We should reach out to some people and see if we could get some type of DVD out there. You know, that'd be pretty cool.
No, that's
what
I'm working on. That's what I'm working on in the future. All this video and pictures I'm taking, there's things that I ain't posted because I'm working on later in the future, 10 or 20 more years. Who knows? I'm making a movie or not.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
You think graffiti will still be around in 20 years?
Oh, yeah. It's never going to die. I see young kids passing me a book. Can you bless my book? I'm not going to say no.
Absolutely not.
I say, yeah. I give them a nice influence. They're looking up to me like that.
Who do you think from the new generation is putting in a lot of work?
New generation? Well, I like Plasma. Plasma is up there, too.
Well, I don't think he's new generation. I mean, he's bombed before, but his, you know, his Plasma Slug character, that's definitely next level type of shit. And and he's pretty intelligent, man. You know, he had something posted about classes, you know, business knowledge or whatever it was. You know, you people should look into it and hit him up because this guy's pretty out there with his ideas. You know, I give it to him. Hats off. Good people, you know. He was on the show, great interview, very generous guy. You know, he thinks about the kids and, you know, everybody in general.
He get back to the neighborhood.
Yeah, he's giving back. He's definitely giving back.
Yeah, definitely.
That you gotta tip your hat to the man.
I got much respect for him and his family.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I told him too, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, people like that, you know, they deserve a lot more recognition than they actually do get. Not that he doesn't get recognition, because he's very popular.
Yeah, hell yeah.
A lot of people don't really know the work and effort this guy puts in. We visited his studio, and I was floored. I was amazed by certain canvases that were in there.
Yeah,
and
the second floor, too.
Yeah, nice. Up on the second floor, and the technology he has in there. I'm not going to get into that, but I had a quick minute of fun. But getting back to the new generation of vandals, who else do you see out there?
Oh, well, so many, man.
It's
hard to keep up.
Pick one. I mean, you're flicking pictures left and right. I mean, half of the shit you post, I'm like, where the fuck did he get this from?
Oh, the new ones that I'm
posting? Yeah, all the new shit.
Are like hoax in them?
Well, but not hoax. Hoax has been doing his thing.
For a while,
He's killing fucking walls.
Hoax is a killer, man.
That motherfucker got some nice fucking style.
Unstoppable. Yeah. I mean, and Forsaken from New Jersey, he's good. He's dope, man. He's up there. There's a lot of people up there. Like, you know, I try to get my skill from other people watching them. That's how you get better. I don't know. But I'm considering myself a bomber. I never did pieces.
Right.
You know? But you never know. I can switch it around, you know?
Listen, anybody can switch it up if they want to, but do you necessarily have to? I don't think you need to switch anything up.
Nah, I don't need to put myself to nobody.
Nah.
You know? Everybody should know I'm a bomber instead of piecer, you know?
Yeah, listen. I mean, you do your walls. You do your fucking bombing. You do it all. You take pictures. Who could ask for anything more? I mean,
except my wife. She got a lot of patience with me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. She's a great woman, too. I had the pleasure of meeting her quite a few times. Hey, listen, I say the same thing about my wife. I don't know how she puts up with my shit, but you know what? It's good that we got women behind us that support us 110%.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I come home, she understands. I'm not doing nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being honest, you know? I stating my name.
It's funny. I had a conversation with somebody. I'm not going to say where, when, how, whatever, but I'm going to say what was said. A guy goes to me, you still writing graffiti? I'm like, yeah, on occasion. Why? He was like, I saw some of your shit, and someone was telling me it was you, and this, this, and that, and and I'm like, yeah, what about it? And he was like, you know, you do it recently? And I'm like, yeah. You know, why? What is it? You know, what's it to you? And he turns around and he goes to me, he goes, yo, but, you know, your wife is cool with that? You know, I mean, aren't you a little up there in age to be doing, you know, this shit? So I turned around and I said, well, let me tell you something. My wife supports me, okay? And if I go out at night, my wife is the first one to know. She knows exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And that's that. And he looked at me like, really? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, does your wife know that you go to fucking hooker houses and get fucking laid? And he looked at me. He was like, no. I'm like, well, you know what? See, I go out and do something stupid and dangerous, but my wife knows where I'm at. You go out and do something stupid and dangerous, your wife don't know, and you could bring something home to your wife. So what's the difference?
Ain't wasting money.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, with that being said, it has nothing to do with the graph, but I was put on a spot. And I know the guy very well. And I'm like, I know this nigga didn't just say, you still doing that. Really? I was like, yo, at least I know what I'm doing. My wife knows what I'm doing. My kids know what I'm doing. And all the listeners know what we do, the type of shit
we
do. All right. I mean, if you're young, you hide it from your parents, whatever. I understand all of that. But
I never hide what I did with my son. They knew my grind.
My kids knew day one. I mean, until they started, you know,
my two boys, they saw me sketching for months and months. They knew I was going to blow up. They knew I was going to itching, you know?
But, you know, that's kind of fucking ironic. But, you know, I put him in his place because, you know, he talks about, you know, going to these places like it's nothing. And I'm looking at him. I'm like, yo, dude, so why are you with your wife? You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you need to go get ass somewhere else, what the fuck you doing? Just, you know,
something's wrong there.
You're giving your wife your fucking paycheck and you go out and get ass. I mean, that don't make sense. I'd rather be painting fucking trains.
That's a waste of money. I don't even bother with that. That's a waste of money.
Absolutely.
Why why you mad me for?
You know, over here on the Alski show, you know, it's raw, it's uncut, and whatever comes out of my fucking mouth stays on it.
That's about it.
And that's just the fucking way it is, the way it's gonna be. But man, what's in store for the future?
The future, well,
I know you said something about the video type of shit, but
I'm working on something in the future, not yet. I'm deciding 100%. I'm working on something real, a little bit bigger.
Good.
Yeah. Good. That's why I don't show no faces. I try not to.
Nah. You know what? A lot of people don't like that.
I don't.
I happen to agree.
I take it down. They tell me, I take it down.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't want beef with no problem.
Absolutely not. I mean,
no. I know Vandal Squad's out there, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Listen, Vandal Squad's out there, but if, like I say over and over and over again, if they're listening to my show, what's up? No, what the fuck am I going to do?
Same here.
You know, I mean, nobody's knocking on my door. And you know what?
I try to stay under the radar, but I can't.
The radar is to what you want to see. That's what I believe. I believe if you're street bombing, you know, you got to get up in increments. Not, you know, my suggestion is don't bomb one avenue, you know, fucking for 2 miles, because that's when you get hot and that's when they start looking at you.
Oh, hell yeah, definitely.
You know, me, I'm old school. I like hitting the freights because, you know what, they see it in Colorado. I live up in Colorado.
Man.
You see it in fucking Massachusetts somewhere.
That's what I told you. I counted the freights I hit.
Well,
22.
Listen,
out of those 22, listen, only saw one back.
Freights
the rest,
the
I've never
shit.
Seen them before.
Freights of the shit. I got to give it to Ick. I-C-H.
Yeah.
So many people post this guy's fucking freights. This guy, to me, has got to be one of the freight kings.
You seen that with the skeleton and everything?
If there's someone different, you know, DM me. Let me know. I mean, other than Pepe, I think Ick is the shit. You know, I mean, Merck. Shout out to Merck, too. That motherfucker's killing shit on the freights.
Yeah, Merck and Germs. He's killing it.
Germs is always killing shit.
Yeah, all the time with his partner, Topax.
Topaz, yo, that's one nasty motherfucker with
characters. Yeah, he's up there, You know, I shout out those boys.
He's good people.
They
all good people. You know, listen. You know, in this time of the game, you know, at the oldest stage for us, you know, people that you know, your allies, your friends, you know, you got to keep them close because you know what? Ain't nobody gonna look out for us.
No, nobody.
You know, I mean, the new generation.
I
don't know what goes
on. I look out for myself. You know, you have problem, you call me, Joe, JLC. I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm gonna run to you. You know, I'm not that type of person that says, "Yo, he need me. I'm gonna go. Babe, I'll be back."
Yeah. No, I know. I know that. That was funny. I'm not going to bring up that incident, but we had a conversation about some type of shit, and we were debating on what to do. But you know what? We'll catch it later. But so what's your paint of choice today?
Oh, my paint of choice?
I see what you use, but on occasion you do switch it up.
Yeah, on and off between Montana and 94. Mm-hmm. They're good paint, man.
Yeah, I can't stand the rust oleums, bro.
The rust will drip too much, man.
Yeah. Shout out to fucking BZ the God. That motherfucker's strictly rustos. SRS crew, whatever.
Wow.
Big shout out to my man Cypher, too, TNV. The Bronx Boys, the OTC clan. Yeah, but listen, you know what? I personally think Montana has to be the best can. And that speed, I like that speed, too. But, you know, the Montana. The best white out there has got to be the Kills.
Yeah, yeah, the Kills.
I love that Kills shit. That to me has got to be one of the best stock spray cans that shoots a nice fat mist, and you know you get it in and nice and solid. That's all that counts.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I kind of like the dusters, but for some reason, you know, especially when you know you and I hit freights, the dusters never seem to exist because we just rock these fucking full solid fill-ins.
Yeah, they're sucking a lot of paint.
Yeah, and then forget about it. You got to go back, fucking, oh, let me add this, let me add that, you know.
I'm trying to change it up.
I got five letters, you got three, bro, and I'm fucking done before you. It's the funniest shit.
I was like, damn.
It's all good. I mean, just as long as we're having fun. I mean, nobody could take that shit away from us. That's
true, no doubt.
Yeah. What's you were saying you had something bigger and better coming down the line.
Yeah, that's why I try to document a few things, you know.
Yeah, but you've been documenting forever already. So
yeah, it was a year and a half. Now you can see that I'm doing me more.
Yeah, but dude,
I'm stepping back a little bit.
You got these flicks from the 80s and 90s, man. You got to have a fucking box and a half full of shit.
Yeah, I got two box, back to back. Nah. My wife telling me not to post everything.
But maybe that's something you should start off with. You know, for your future project.
Oh, yeah, like Feb. Remember Feb? Yeah. He used to be the killer highway. Saint. He killed the LIE where I used to bond with Dessa. Yep. Up and down the LIE with TKA. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Oh, forget about
TKA.
It.
I don't know TKA. I think the Crazy Asian, I think it's the fuck.
Yeah, he's familiar, man. SNR. He's always been my familiar.
Yeah, I want to shout out Duel out in Korea. I mean, I don't know if I just blew up his spot, but he's out in Korea doing his thing.
Nice.
I don't know if it's work-related or family-related, whatever the case is. He had posted a picture of some, like, off-the-wall spray can out in Korea.
Nice.
He wound up putting an adapter from a Rusto on it with a fat cap, and when he went to do his shit, he said that shit still came out fucking skinny and watery.
Wow, skinny and watery.
That shit was amazing. It was funny. I was cracking
up. I hate that. When cans come out watery, I don't feel like doing nothing.
I got to give him a call. Yo, you remember that time me, you, and JR hit that freight and fucking the Rusto was like fucking crying.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe that shit.
Like, you can see it from the picture.
Yeah.
It drips.
Yeah.
But it looks too solid. God. I tried to make it solid because
I wound up using a fucking can of Montana to
Yo,
clean
that
it
night
up.
Was so dark. I had to use my phone for light.
And cold.
Yeah, hell yeah. It was so dark. Pitch black. Couldn't see what we were doing.
Yeah, JR had the fucking the little mini flashlight. That was funny, man.
I got those
headlights, you know, that you put on the hard hat.
That come out handy, man.
Yo, I got them, bro. I'm like, you know what? But who the fuck wants to shine a light, though, man?
Nighttime when you're doing freight train.
Nah, because them just light shit up.
Yeah, they can see it from the street.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, we're bombers. We didn't have fucking lights back then.
Nah,
so
back then. I remember
we pulled it off.
I remember the 90s. I took the J. You know J, Boris Johnson, the station? I got off the station, from the platform, jumped the track. It went walking back. You know where the train yard is at?
Mm-hmm.
I went walking that way because there was a particular rooftop that you could see from the L train to the right side. I did that. You know what time I did that? At 9 o'clock at night.
Hmm.
When people thought I was working for Work Bomb. They were staring at me when I went from the platform to the track walking. In my lookout was my old partner, Ned. So you nuts. You crazy.
Did you have a vest on at least?
Nah, nothing. I was dressed like a bum.
They knew what you were doing then.
Yeah, dressed like a bum.
You ain't no MTA fucking track.
I had a little tiny book bag. I only had like three cans. I did my JRC. I look out for my man, my partner. I threw him back up there. Yeah, I did crazy stuff in the J line, back and forth.
We did a lot of crazy shit to begin with.
True.
It's like fucking amazing. I mean, like some of these spots that these guys are hitting today with these jetpacks, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Go. Getting awesome. These fucking high fucking spots.
Hell yeah.
Those shits will probably run forever till, you know, unless somebody paints the building. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not crazy about.
I'm
not crazy about those fucking jetpacks.
Me either. I saw a bad incident with that, man. It depends because those jetpacks are different. There's the cheap one, they're the good kind.
Yeah, well, yeah. You get what you pay for. I'm a firm believer in that.
Yeah, true.
You got, I seen quite a few guys rocking those fucking jetpacks. You got fucking Six.
Yeah, Six.
143.
Yeah, Six is always rocking that.
I even seen a few pictures, Neo, US crew fucking rocking a jetpack.
I mean, Neo's representing hard.
Yo, that motherfucker's just going
high spot,
shit.
Killing shit. Daytime and nighttime. Neo, forget about it.
Absolutely.
Neo, forget about it. That nigga's up there. The nigga travel everywhere.
Yeah.
He's taking it statewide, man. Holy cow.
Statewide. Fuck
that's
it.
That's devoted, bro. I wish I could do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I got to stay local for a while.
I hear you, man.
But in the future, I want to travel, take flicks, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know if I'd make a fucking hobby out of traveling to go bombing, but I would definitely like to hit some other states. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I take a road trip. You know, I was always catch a tag here and there. I never really did any fillings anywhere, but
that's why graffiti inside my heart, never gonna die.
No, I don't never die.
Never gonna die. Uh-uh. I could be bombing with Ray if I'm 69 years old.
Dude,
I still
you
do
can
a
take
filling.
A fucking vacation and fucking it's always gonna be in you regardless.
Hell yeah, places that's a place I've never been. I want to go to Florida and see out there too. There's a lot of tracks out there too.
Yeah, fucking Connecticut's got a lot of freights.
Oh yeah,
so does fucking Boston.
Boston, Yonkers, up there too.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, if you find a nice fucking freight out of state, that's easy. And I'm sure they all get overs out of New York, regardless. Yeah. You know, that's something you got to fucking take advantage of. But you also got to keep it on the fucking, on the download. Because, you know, you venture out with a bunch of writers, you know,
like
someone.
Like Luana City.
Someone's going to fucking blow up the spot.
Yeah, Luana City, there's a few freight trains. They park in the side of the factories. Nobody know about this. I just blew up the spot. But people don't got the guts to walk all that mission all the way to the Luana City. Mm. You know, because this spot's in Luana City. They park to the right side.
How about that fucking, what's that station? Hunts Point on the 7? If you look down, you see a Long Island Railroad parked up on a fucking platform.
Oh, yeah.
And that shit's fucking...
It's bomb, right? You seen that?
It's bomb.
Killed it. Yeah.
I mean, you got that kid, Uncle Robert's got something on it, and fucking Murr. Murr's got a blockbuster on that
You
shit.
Don't have a blockbuster? Such had a blockbuster, too.
Yeah?
Yeah,
There was a lot of people up on there. I think Poe even had a fucking... A spot. No, Poe, not Poem.
Oh, Poe.
Poe. P-O-E.
P-O-E.
High Life.
Yeah, I meant that kid,
No, yes. Illy. Right?
Illy
crew.
Illy crew. I met that kid, yeah. He's cool people.
Yeah, no, I had him on the show. Definitely good people. I mean, you know, when I get people on the show, I'm always fucking eager to talk. You know, not necessarily ask 10,000 questions, but, you know, when I meet somebody for the first time, you start talking, blah, blah, blah. It's all good because the stories that come out of people's mouth, listen, they're all good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, listen, if you're A-list, B-list, C-list, or no-list, if you got a story and you're in the graph game some way, somehow, it's always interesting to listen to. Because you know what? Listen, I do these interviews on a weekly basis, and I don't go searching for certain people. I just, you know, I hit them up. They hit me up. We get them on. We do what we got to do. That's basically it.
Yeah,
you know?
True.
But for me to fucking actually think like a rocket scientist to get this guy, that guy, that shit ain't never going to happen. I just do it random, bro.
Random.
That's the way I like to do it because, you know, not sometimes
stays scheduled.
You know, like sometimes the argument's sake, someone fucking episode 2, season 1, they mention somebody, and then eventually I wind up fucking reaching out to them and getting them on the show. So that's what's up. Oh, we got company in the house. But
that's what's up.
We we really need to keep shit going and. Whether we old or young or whatever the fuck it is, we just got to get shit done.
True, no doubt.
And that's it. End of the fucking story.
That's it. That's what I do every day. Yep. On and off. Look for something new, something old, back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Chia, do me a favor. Grab this and put this out there so they could get They could do what they got to do on that. Yeah, actually, I forgot to take these black books out, but you could hit them. You could hit them too.
Nice.
Yeah, just trying to get this shit fucking wrapped up and fucking hit our rendezvous spot.
Oh,
that's,
hell yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Hell yeah. Nice dark blue one.
That's going to be fucking fun. But, yeah. All right, you're going to blow it up like that, dog blue. Purple. Orange.
Ah, there you go.
Green. Yellow.
Shit.
All that good
shit. I try to represent more me because a lot of people see that I try and get out there more, you know?
Yeah.
I'm trying very hard. It's, yeah. Boom. Man. I just want to paint with other people, man.
Yeah.
I don't want no war. I just want to paint.
Fuck the war shit. It's always, listen, we gotta do what we got to do, and that's it.
That's it, man. Have fun and enjoy. You know, graffiti is a lifetime.
Yep.
Our names got to stick out for a lifetime.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is what it is, man.
True, true.
So, you're going to get ready or what? We're gonna do this shit?
Oh, hell yeah. I want to go big.
Yeah, well, how many are we doing?
I'm not sure, but maybe two? Two or three?
Four?
Let's see what's going to happen.
Six?
Let's see. I got like 12 cans already.
Listen, I gotta go to work bright and early in the fucking morning. that's the story of my fucking life. It's fucking 4 o'clock, 4:30. My ass is getting up, going to fucking work.
Shit,
that's what sucks.
Man, this time I come out of work. I want to do a freight train. Tell it to you right there, bang.
Yeah, I hear you.
I said, damn. I feel you. Just go down the tracks and rock something.
Yeah, I wanna venture into. Some other areas too. We'll talk about that off the show though.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
There's so much shit that I want to hit right now. Oh, forget it. I'm starting to get the fire under my feet.
Ah, oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pika pika.
Yep. Yep.
Choo choo.
So who you wanna shout out before we wrap this up? We're gonna try to mosey on along so we could get back to our vandal schedule.
Vandal schedule. Yeah, I hate you, man. Damn, there's a lot of people out there.
But shout them out. What the fuck? You got the microphone.
Shit, shout them out. Damn. Shout out to my crew, SNR. Suckers never recognized. Show no respect.
That's what's up.
People call me as JRC. It's just really crazy. Mm-hmm. I am. You get to know me. I really am.
Yeah, no, I know you very well. And yeah, you kind of fucking nuts.
I try to stay calm, but sometimes it's hard to. Us Puerto Ricans, it's hard to get calmed down, you know?
Yeah, well, that's a given. But,
yeah.
You know, yeah, you're a smooth, you know, smooth-talking guy, you're humble.
Yeah, I try to.
And when we go out there doing our thing, I mean, it's a different animal.
Oh, yeah, that smell get to me, man.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. Oh, listen, I'd like to shout out a few people with you, too. I'd like to shout out my man in the cut. New York, you know, hit him up if you want some designs done. Special shout out to Stickified and Smut Life and Stick 'Em Up Inc. Big shout out to Jazz. I believe her birthday passed a few days back. You know, shout them all out. Yeah,
shout out to Fresh Paint.
Yeah, Fresh Paint. There you go.
He's getting himself up there. It's pictures I've never seen before in my life.
Yeah, well,
I give it to him. I give him credit.
Well, listen, the only way to do it is to get up. And do it. Get your ass up and out
true,
there.
True.
Do your thing. And
rest in peace, my man. Asai.
Mm-hmm.
Many years back. And all my fellas. God. Bob. Tor. MZ. Sex. Don.
Shout him out. Oh, yeah. And Dondi had a birthday the other day, too.
Yeah,
happy
Dondi,
birthday
happy
in heaven.
Birthday,
rest in paint.
Yes.
That's one true fucking king. And that should be it, man. Another episode of the Alski Show under the belt. And me and JRC are out like two fucking trap. We're going to get busy tonight.
JRC, yeah.
And we'll be posting some pictures. Let's see what mission he takes me out on tonight.
Next adventure.
That's it, man. All right, my brother. It's always a pleasure.
Likewise.
Everybody out there, thanks for the support.
OTC.
Tune in, and we out. Peace. Like macaroni and spaghetti. We've got the sauce. So I'm gonna turn to my left.